Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, David James here with you on this Wednesday morning. And as we do every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in our friend Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com. PK, good morning. How you doing?
I'm well, gents. Hope it's the same for you.
It is. Appreciate you taking time to be with us today. So, PK, what do you make of what the Titans have done to this point in free agency? They've lost David Long Jr., Nate Davis out the door, DeMarcus Walker out the door as well, Andre Dillard signed, and then yesterday addressing linebacker, outside linebacker, and offensive guard as well. What do you make of what Rand Carthon and Mike Vrabel have done to this point in free agency?
Well, I think it's kind of the pattern I would have expected. The 49ers links make sense. And you've got some guys here, I wouldn't call them value bins, but, you know, I think in Al Shaair, in Brunskill, and in Dillard, you've got guys. Brunskill obviously started a lot of games for 2 years, but last year, you know, he only started two games, and he's looked at by 49ers people as the ultimate utility guy. Dillard, obviously, you know, was never a full-time guy. Al Shaair also was, you know, kind of a role player and a special teamer. So these guys, we haven't seen all the contract details. I wish, for God's sake, people would listen and stop saying $29 million for Dillard, but they won't wait to see the contract. And it's going to wind up being cheaper than that on paper. But these three guys all have upside. They didn't play a ton, you know, to varying degrees. And so you would like to think they're guys who have upside. With the San Francisco guys, we're on a very good team that was very deep. And so they come into a place with more opportunity, where the Titans imagine they can be coached up to do more and will have opportunity to do more. And those are just the kind of guys the Titans should be looking for. Not very expensive, upside, coach them up, plug them in, and get a lot more out of them.
What about Arden Key? I made with some hesitation the comparison to, you know, people didn't think maybe in Indy that like the Danico Autry signing was some huge deal. It's turned out to be a big deal between the Colts and Titans. And I'm not saying Arden Key is that to the Jags, but situational guy who at times looks very explosive. I mean, do you feel like he can be younger, healthier, some replica of what they were hoping to get from Bud Dupree?
Well, I think he's more a lineman than an outside backer, but I love this signing. He was somebody that I put a star next to when I was looking at potential guys. And, you know, I think you're right in that it hurts a divisional opponent. And I thought he was terrific in the two games against the Titans this year. So you hurt a divisional opponent. That's a bonus. I think they really have shored up the defensive line. So, look, right away, they lose David Long, but they bring in Al Shaair, who, you know, they think, I would imagine, could be better than David Long. And right away, they lose Nate Davis. This is what I like. There's like a call and response. They lose Nate Davis, but they bring in Brunskill, who's probably tabbed for right guard right now. And they lose DeMarcus Walker, and they bring in Arden Key. So they've replaced immediately really what they've lost. And you know, I don't know that you could call them all upgrades. I think Key's probably an upgrade. And you could give him more snaps than you gave Walker. So I think that's pretty good. Luke Griffin, you know, hey, another special teams ace, right, for our guy Craig Aukerman. Let's see if we can do better than 22nd or whatever it is in special teams. I'm sure there'll be excuses why they aren't, but there's his guy.
Paul Kuharski from PaulKuharski.com with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, PK, you brought up Dillard, and I'm with you. I'm interested to see – you know, what that money breaks down to. But how do you think the Titans view him? Is he their solution at left tackle? Like, how do you think they're viewing Dillard coming in from Philadelphia?
Yeah, I think it's tough to view him as their solution at left tackle without competition. So I would think that there, if that's the plan, that there would be another veteran piece for him to slug it out with, and then that would make sense. But if their intention is for him to win the left tackle job, then that third swing tackle becomes a crucial guy, and we need to see who that is. And until that guy shows up, I would say left tackle still very much on the board. And then you would have highly drafted left tackle who doesn't have to be hurried, despite the fact that all of us and everyone in America thinks 11th drafted player should start at any position. The Titans and Mike Vrabel seem to often think otherwise in terms of bringing along a guy slowly. And so maybe Dillard would start ahead of him early, or they could play Dillard at left guard conceivably and have that guy. And then you'd have draft pick Dillard, maybe Brewer or to be determined, or re-sign Levin, Brunskill at right guard and Petit Frere at right tackle. And then all you need is depth, and you're already rebuilt. You're one draft pick away from rebuilt. So, but I don't think we could pretend to know, and nobody's offering any hints. We'll see if and when these guys talk or what they say in a press release later today.
They definitely
will be vague on all of these guys. They're going to say about Dillard, versatile guy who can play all over the place. They're going to say about Brunskill, which is true. Brunskill's played from guard, from center all the way to right tackle. Versatile guy who could play everywhere. We're going to hear that over and over.
Do you look at the whole thing here, PK, and say and feel like this is kind of confirmation that they are basically going for it, or whatever you want to call it, next year? They're standing pat with Tannehill, Henry. They are going to just see how good they can be, try to flip things and win the AFC South, as opposed to, you know, whatever a rebuild or a reset or whatever would have looked like. Like, does this confirm that further for you?
I don't know. The thing that would confirm it for me with Tannehill is there's nowhere to deal him, provided that Rodgers goes to the Jets, right? I mean, the cornerback chips are lined up. The teams that need to draft quarterbacks are now positioned. Fortunately for the Titans, the Colts, are only third there. So, they're going to pretend like they love the third guy, but probably they're going to miss out unless they can finagle a move up somehow. And I don't see how they get ahead of Carolina or Houston for a quarterback they prefer. But so you've got the three quarterback needy teams in the top four of the draft and the Jets. So what's a Tannehill destination at this point? So I think the idea of trading Tannehill for a decent draft compensation fizzles with no destinations. So for everybody that's been drawing that out in their heads, that kind of goes away. I never expected him to be traded. I've always expected him to be extended. And the Henry stuff that was toe in the water, I mean, look, it's early in free agency, like I tell everybody, but the free agent pool of wide receivers is horrific. And the draft is not spectacular, though they certainly can help themselves there. So, some people have been looking at Dillard and Brunskill and saying, Mike Herndon at my site, who's excellent, points out that they're both better pass protectors than run blockers and wonders if that signifies things. Well, it doesn't signify things until the Titans get themselves some receivers that matter. And, first-year receivers that probably are coming earliest at the second round, I don't think are going to transform the offense into something entirely different.
Well, PK, to that point, I mean, you mentioned that the wide receiver and crew in free agency is not good at all. And Who knows what the future looks like for Joe's boy in WI as to whether or not he's back. Do you worry about the Titans receiving core being too young if they can't find a veteran receiver that they're not overpaying to get in free agency?
You know, it'd be a lot nice to have a veteran receiver there to lead, but you can't force it. And I don't think there's any question that NWI will be back. People make far too much of these restricted free agent tags and exclusive rights tags. I mean, exclusive rights guys are automatically back if you want them back. Restricted free agents with John Robinson, he generally signed them to a contract rather than tendering them. But all you have to do is tender them. Now, the Titans thought under Robinson that some of those tenders were a little rich, and so often negotiated something a little below those tenders. But I don't think there's any way the Titans don't tender Nick Westbrook-Ikhina. They just have to get people, sorry, Joe, in front of him so that he can be the fourth or fifth receiver and special teamer that he is.
That's exactly what I said earlier, Paul.
No, this is a good time for you. Say it with me on the air. Your audio is horrible today, by the way. That he should be a fourth or fifth receiver, and that he is not, per what your source said a couple years ago, equipped to be a number two, and that you approved of. Instead of saying your source was crazy, you endorsed it, and you were all excited about him being a two. He's nothing close to a two, right? Joe said those words.
Are you kidding me? Like, after all this time, you still can't freaking read? I'll go back and get the story for you, and you find the line where it says he's a number two receiver.
You said basically
they think he could grow into a two,
and that's why they're pretty comfortable with this crappy situation at wide receiver. That's what you said.
No, I was told by a source, and it all proved to be true, that they felt comfortable with Corey Davis moving on because they felt like Westbrook-Ikhina could do a lot of the stuff he did. That's what it was.
Right.
Go read it again.
Okay. What you haven't said and need to say is that was crazy for that person to think that, because it's proved out that it was crazy. He's nothing close to a guy that could do what Corey Davis did, except when Corey Davis was on the sideline with a bad hamstring.
Right. So Corey Davis, we've seen he's gone on to New York. Corey Davis, and this is also what the source said, Corey Davis does a nice job. He blocks well. He takes advantage of the situation. Teams care about Derrick Henry. Teams care about A.J. Brown. Just about anybody could go out there and make plays the way Corey did, okay? What has Corey Davis done since he left? That year was the absolute peak of that offense. Arthur Smith, A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry at his absolute best. What has Corey Davis done since then?
Corey Davis has missed 18 games. This goes to the Jets. This goes to the core problem with the Titans. Letting Corey Davis go wasn't a problem. Letting Jonnu Smith go wasn't a problem. Letting these guys go is not a problem. Their inability to replace them is a problem, and their cockiness that somebody like Anthony Firkser is going to replace Jonnu Smith or NWI is going to replace Corey Davis is the problem. They just think they could just plug in anybody and be fine. They need more skilled guys.
I don't disagree with that, but remember, you know, they brought in Robert Woods. I mean, it didn't work out, but like that was an attempt. Like you're acting like they NWI and that's it. And they drafted
Robert Woods this year. And right. I guess they brought in Julio Jones the other year, but this is their problem. They don't identify the talent. So they go out and get guys who need to not practice all week or who are coming off torn ACLs. The talent identification was a problem. And this isn't me saying it. It's Amy Adams Strunk saying it by firing the guy who was acquiring the talent.
Paul Kuharsky from PaulKuharsky.com, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, joins us every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock. PK, great stuff as always. Thanks for being with us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, boys.
Absolutely. Paul Kuharsky with us here on Robbie and Rex Show. We'll take your thoughts, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. More on the Titans and NFL free agency coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.